The dark sky fills with the hazy, glimmering, wafting, green, blue and purple streaks of the northern lights. Far below them, beneath a wall of high, craggy rocks, stands a turreted castle with gabled, leaded windows lit from within. In a bedroom bathed in a purple light from outside, a little blonde girl is asleep. A smaller, bright-eyed girl pops up next to her.
Elsa! Psst! Elsa! Wake up!
Anna, go back to sleep.
I just can't. The sky's awake, so I'm awake, so we have to play.
Go play by yourself.
Elsa tosses her sister onto the floor. Anna's face brightens and she climbs back on Elsa's bed.
Do you want to build a snowman?
Elsa's eyes open.
To the magic!
Elsa conjures up a flurry of sparkles dancing around a snowball. Auburn-haired Anna nods excitedly as Elsa tosses the ball into the air, where it explodes into a million silvery flakes. Elsa stamps her foot and the floor ices over, making Anna slide. The two girls build a snowman. Elsa gives him a carrot nose and turns it to face Anna.
Hi, I'm Olaf, and I like warm hugs.
I love you, Olaf.
Anna gives Olaf a hug. All three skate across the icy floor. The two girls shoot down an ice slide.
Stick-a-bug.
Anna falls on her back into a snow mound. Elsa's magic fingers create snow mounds for Anna to land on as she jumps from one to another.
Slow down!
Elsa trips. Her magic dust misfires and hits Anna in the face. Anna falls down a snow mound and lies still. Elsa runs to her.
Anna! Mama! Papa!
The floor beneath them suddenly and rapidly freezes. The snowman topples over. The ice rises up the walls of the castle.
Elsa, what have you done? This is getting out of hand.
It was an accident. Sorry, Anna. She's ice cold.
I know where we have to go.
The father takes a book down from a shelf and leafs through its pages till he finds a map. He and his wife set off on white horses, each carrying one daughter. They ride past Sven, the little reindeer, and his young master, Kristoff, on their sled. The boy gapes at the shimmering trail the horses have left behind them.
Ice? Faster, Sven!
He leaps on Sven's back.
Sven
backs away. Kristoff peers out over a mound of smooth, round rocks.
Help! My daughter!
Round rocks like pumpkins roll towards Elsa's father and his family. The rocks unravel, revealing eyes, ears, and big round noses.
It's the king!
Trolls? Shush! I'm trying to listen.
Sven licks the troll that's just spoken.
I'm gonna keep you.
Your Majesty. Born with the powers or cursed?
Born. And they're getting stronger.
The head troll turns from Elsa towards Anna, lying in her mother's arms.
You are lucky it wasn't her heart. The heart is not so easily changed. But the head can be persuaded.
Do what you must.
I recommend we remove all magic, even memories of magic, to be safe. But don't worry. I leave the fun.
The magic dust is sucked into the chief troll's hand, which he lays on Anna's forehead.
She will be okay.
But she won't remember I have powers?
It's for the best.
Listen to me, Elsa. Your power will only grow. There is beauty in it, but also great danger. You must learn to control it. Fear will be your enemy.
Elsa backs away in fear.
We'll protect her. She can learn to control it, I'm sure. Until then, we'll lock the gates. We'll reduce the staff. We will limit her contact with people and keep her powers hidden from everyone.
Anna watches Elsa go into her room and pointedly shut her door.
Including Anna.
Anna lowers her dejected eyes. but seeing snow falling through the window, she runs over to Elsa's door.
Elsa? Do you want to build a snowman? Come on, let's go and play. I never see you anymore. Come out the door, it's like you've gone away. We used to be best buddies, and now we're not. I wish you would tell me why. Do you want to build a snowman? It doesn't have to be a snowman.
Go away, Anna.
Okay, bye.
Anna sadly turns away from Elsa's door. Elsa, standing at her window, sees the ledge beneath her hands turn to ice.
The gloves will help. See? Conceal it.
Don't feel it.
Don't let it show.
Time passes and Anna's back at Elsa's door.
Do you want to build a snowman? Or ride our bike around the halls? I think some company's overdue. I've started talking to the pictures on the walls. Hang in there, Joan. It gets a little lonely, all these empty rooms, just watching the hours tick by.
Elsa's with her parents in her room behind her tall painted door.
I'm scared. It's getting stronger.
Getting upset only makes it worse. Calm down.
No, don't touch me. Please. I don't want to hurt you.
Anna, now grown up, scoots up to Elsa's closed door, but then walks on. She runs up to her parents in the hall and hugs them.
See you in 2 weeks.
Elsa curtsies anxiously.
Do you have to go?
You'll be fine, Elsa.
The king and queen board a ship moored near the castle jetty. Huge waves engulf their vessel at the height of a storm. The ship has disappeared. At the castle, a black silk curtain is lowered over a life-size portrait of the king and queen. At the funeral, Anna stands alone between two jagged headstones guarded by soldiers in tall peaked caps. Inside the castle, she comes to Elsa's door, a black bonnet covering her long, plaited hair.
Elsa? Please, I know you're in there. People are asking where you've been. They say I've courage, and I'm trying to. I'm right out here for you. Just let me in. We only have each other. It's just you and me. What are we gonna do? Do you wanna build a snowman?
With her back to the door, Anna sinks to the floor. Behind the door, Elsa sits in the same position, both girls looking as unhappy as each other. Elsa leans forward on her knees. Outside the door, Anna's head drops forward.